Yeah, London. I was made aware that we are broadcasting from the West End of London. So the previous shows where I said we were broadcasting from Soho, I want you to go back, replay those shows, and cut the word Soho and replace it with West End, because that's, in fact, where we're broadcasting from, the West End of London. Residence 104.4 Radio. Yeah. My name is Max Kaiser. I'm here with Stacey Herbert. This is The Truth About Markets. And, you know, we're just plugging along. We got a bit of a demotion here at Residence FM. We got kicked out of Studio A. We're now broadcasting from inside a broom closet. But it doesn't stop us from bringing you the truth about markets. We're going to keep bringing you the truth about markets, whether it doesn't matter where they put us, on the roof, broom closet, underneath the floorboards, doesn't matter. Those guys downstairs, Ed and that gang, oh boy, you know, where they put us next, who knows? Why? Why is this happening? Because the world is coming apart at the seams. Why is that happening? One primary reason: America is in denial, massive denial about its role and how the world economy is coming unglued, and how massive populations around the world are being horribly crippled by this failed experiment by America at imperialism. And we just got word the past couple of days. Stacey, how are you? Stacey, are you there? I know you just got into the broom closet.
I'm here. I didn't know I was allowed to speak in the broom cupboard.
Well, it's great. I mean, I'm talking, actually, we're cheek to jowl. And my jowl is against your cheek. And I'm not talking about the cheeks attached to your face. I'm talking about the other set of cheeks, which is a place I don't mind having my jowls, to tell you the truth. It's kind of nice.
Okay. So what's the secret information we learned?
Well, the secret information is not so secret anymore. But you remember that Newsweek article that came out just a week ago or so, where the Army of the United States was allegedly desecrating the holy book of Islam?
Yes, caused, by flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah, they caused massive outbreaks of violence around the world, where apparently they got another installment on this continuing saga, this soap opera of depravity, which is written by America, underwritten by Halliburton, starring Dick Cheney. In just a month's time, according to a judge in America, there will be the release into the public domain of the famous or infamous videos. Videos from Abu Ghraib prison that show even more depraved behavior by American prison guards who were transplanted and given jobs to Abu Ghraib prison to do what comes naturally to them. Of course, in America, raping prisoners is, you know, it's a perk of the job. It's something they give you, including your Christmas bonus. So you get all the rape you can handle. Well, apparently this doesn't go down well in the Muslim world, because when these videos come out, this is what we understand from insiders around the world, that they show Americans performing untoward sexual acts toward prisoners in this Abu Ghraib prison. Now, this can't help but cause massive hysteria, anti-American hysteria, Stacey.
Well, actually, late last night, I don't know if you're aware of this, but after the news programs, the evening news in America was down as well, everybody was gone for the weekend, the Pentagon released some more information about this Guantanamo information. And in fact, they said, okay, well, one soldier did apparently urinate on the Quran.
Oh, well, you're in trouble now. That's what I'll say. You're in trouble now, buddy. Well, that's terrible. Of course, it's horrible. But you know, the problem is that the people doing this, the Americans employed, the contractors, the mercenaries who are there working in the prison, you know, this is normal behavior for them. They don't see it as being really, they don't really see religious significance to it. They just know that it's really torturous, and it's a way to sodomize and to sadistically torture the inmates over there, which is something that they grew up doing.
Yeah, but wait.
They don't really put a religious significance to it. It's just they figured it was somehow masochistic or sadistic to do so. So they went ahead and did it because they figured that's part of their perks of their job, isn't it? That's part of their job description. Perform S&M upon your prisoners.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's what happens in the American prison system. But it gets even funnier. Well, apparently there were a number of atrocious acts towards the Quran, the Pentagon said last night, mm-hmm. after midnight or something in Washington. And but apparently they were committed by the prisoners. Some of the prisoners apparently went crazy, and it was a prisoner that apparently flushed the Quran down the toilet.
Oh, I see.
This is really likely, isn't it?
This is what is coming out of the Army now, the U.S. The U.S. Yeah. military intelligence, so-called intelligence, is reporting that it was a prisoner who was desecrating the Quran.
Several prisoners.
Inside the prison, inside the Abu Ghraib, inside Iraq.
The news agencies did say there was no explanation as to why 15 prisoners would do this.
Well, you know, the thing is that this video, I mean, this is, how are they going to spin the moving video images? How are they going to spin that?
Well, I don't know, but I think it was Seymour Hersh, the one who broke the Abu Ghraib scandal, who saw some of the videos or knew, who actually spoke to some military officials who had seen the videos. And apparently there is an alleged rape. Well, it's not alleged if it actually happens on video, I suppose, but there is a rape of a young boy, and there are one or two of women being raped.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how well that will go
down.
This
can't play well on Al Jazeera.
Play well in America. Whoever owns the rights to those are going to make a lot of money, but... Yeah.
And of course, you've got Americans with big signs outside their home saying, yeah, rape Iraqi people, right on. We support Iraqi rapists.
Yeah, of course.
With
they
a big
do.
American flag, you know.
Well, the America has a long history of this, however, because they did the same during the Civil War, the civil rights movement, and indeed the Civil War. I suppose they like to kill black people and then put out signs and proclaim their pride in this and how they were doing this for Jesus. So.
Yeah, of course. You know, well, how would Jesus lynch? That's a question a lot of Americans ask. How would Jesus lynch this black man? That's what they, that's their guide. I think it's in the Bible somewhere. If you look hard enough, you can find anything in the Bible. This is the same thing with any book. You can look hard enough. It's just like statistics and accounting. If you cook the books one way or another, you can always come up with an outcome you like. You know, now I see that Anderson Consulting, which were laid out, you know, very clearly their role in the Enron debacle. Now the Supreme Court has said, no, they're innocent because they've taken another look at the numbers. Of course. And in hindsight, in retrospect, as a whitewashing history, if you can whitewash history in all around the world politically, you can whitewash economic history. So the Supreme Court says, oh, no, Enron's innocent.
Well, the Supreme Court said that
Anderson's innocent.
There was no proof that the thousands and thousands of tons of Enron papers that they ripped up were actually fraudulent, that they showed fraudulent behavior.
Yeah. Over at the SEC, they're replacing the head of the SEC. They're taking away Donaldson, who was brought in to be a reformer. And they brought in the Sarbanes-Oxley.
They brought in, yes, he brought in Sarbanes-Oxley, but they've just brought in Republican senator from California, Chris Cox.
Yeah, they want to go back now. They want to go back because there was too much reforming going on in the America's capital markets. And American companies are just not competitive like they were when they could rape and pillage with abandon, without any accountability whatsoever. So they want to bring back a more lax regulator at the SEC, this guy Cox, who presumably will let the companies get their cocks all over the accounting sheets of America's various corporations, you know, and perform a little Cox action. And this is what America needs to get growth going, because they're afraid to death that growth may stall. If growth stalls, it's like waking up and finding out that you're actually in a nightmare. This is what America's afraid to do. If the growth ever stops and they stop consuming and they have to actually reflect on what they've been doing for the past 50, 60 years, it's like waking up and finding yourself in a horrible nightmare. They would wake up and have to realize that they have been in a horrible state of denial, that their values, so-called values, are what is choking the globe's environment to death. And they would have to wake up to the fact that when the Pentagon, in response to these videos and pictures being released now of the Abu Ghraib prisoners being sexually violated, like worse than Michael Jackson entertaining his guests, his minor guests at his ranch, you know, they fall back and say, oh, you know, it's terrible that they're releasing these photos because it's a violation of the Geneva Convention.
Yeah. But you know what you made me think of is like, this is the end game. This is the end. This is like the ultimate capitalism. This is like the ultimate service economy. Like they service you in a...
You get serviced, all right.
Very violent
You
manner.
Get serviced in a, with the Vaseline jar comes out.
Yes.
And this is how you get serviced.
Speaking
of
Vaseline...
America is this goddamn double standard that really just irritates anybody who hasn't, you know, eaten themselves into a Krispy Kreme coma. The double standards. Because here they say, we want to abide by the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
As it, and take a very strict reading of that as it applies to the exposé of this horrible scandal. But when it comes to other global institutions and global regulations, they don't want anything to do with it. A global criminal court, no. The Kyoto Protocol, no. Anything having to do with that would support a global community of which the U.S. would be a part of instead of an imperialistic, Cox engendered psychopath. No, they don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is just a double standard. Anytime there's a regulation that supports American imperialism, they like it. Anytime there's a regulation that may challenge American imperialism, they're against it. So there is no morals. There is no values. There is no religion, so to speak. There's only consumption.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing that is going on there in America. And unfortunately, the Earth, planet Earth, as we say on this show, one of the basic messages is that the American model of consumption driving every single facet of your economy is leading to complete environmental collapse. And this is very important, Stacey, because we've been doing a lot of traveling, you know, after we do our show here in London on Residence, 104.4 FM.
Yes.
You know, we come in here, they stick us in the broom closet.
Yeah.
We do our show.
Yeah.
And then we get on the Eurostar and we come back to Paris.
Yes.
And this is where we split our time between Paris and London. And we know that here in Paris, in France, and in the Netherlands, there's been a very critical vote, no, against the European Constitution.
Nee in Dutch.
No, in French. And you say tomato, and I say nee.
Yeah, but they said no. Yes.
That's tomato.
Okay.
Oh, we better catch up. So anyway, the point is that the model, there's a lot of ways to interpret this no vote.
Yeah.
There's like three major ways to interpret it.
Yeah.
The first one we can dispense with immediately, and that is that people voted no because they don't want to see people of color in Europe. The Le Pen voted no. You know, Le Pen is a neo-fascist. Mm-hmm. In France, he voted no. Mm-hmm. But that's one strain of thought, but this is not the primary overriding intellectual
argument
that's happening. The second reason is because there was this idea that Europe would create a super state to rival America and that you should vote yes because you wanted to be part of a super state. And the reason people voted no is because they didn't feel that there was confidence that the Europeans could get together and create a super state to compete against America. Mm-hmm. That's true because the global institutions are still backed primarily by American banks. So unless you're going to reform the global banking system, you're never going to have a shot at actually competing with America on an equal footing because the deck is stacked because they own the banks, World Bank, IMF, all the big institutions. So the third reason, which is the primary reason, is that the Anglo-Saxon model, as it's being referred to, or the neoliberal model, as mm-hmm. we call it all the time on this show, the Washington Consensus, the Milton Friedman-esque laissez-faire monetarist economic growth model, is mm-hmm. being rejected all over the world. And we've been talking about it on this show for months, but this is the first tangible political voting evidence we have that what we've been talking about is now being embraced.
Yes,
by
it's the new 60s, yes, apparently.
That's right. People are getting political again. The young people.
People
those
are rejecting
acid-dropping, dope-smoking youngsters are becoming political.
Well, it's basically the citizenry against the banks.
Those file-swapping, P2P using, open source.
It's no longer like a class issue because there are no classes. They're all. It's like we're a world of 99% losers and 1% winners.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Those winners, they... You
it's
know,
called
they,
feudalism.
Do you think they're going to stay in America when America just turns into like a graveyard of polluted, obese, mercury, toxic people?
No.
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 They all have some deserted island that we don't even know about.
Right.
And they're all going to retire there.
That's right.
But anyway.
But it's neo-feudalism is what we're saying.
Neo-feudalism. But everybody's rejecting that. Everybody, when given the chance, rejects it, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in Latin America, whether it's in Asia, or anywhere.
Throughout history, anywhere
you put the vote, for real.
Yeah. Throughout history, there's been a rejection of feudalism or imperialism.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a rejection of it, ultimately. The peasants, the people, rise up. And they push back. And it's not, of course, in America, there's this notion that it's the rise of socialism. But this is not it at all. It's the rise of...
sanity.
angry people against feudalism.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what it is. And, you know, I even see it in Hollywood. You know, I think if I look at what's happening in Hollywood, some of the big Hollywood stars there, mm-hmm. I think they've been asked to be non-political for so long during the huge growth period of the last 20 years in American pop culture and American mm-hmm. Hollywood culture, you know, dating back to the original Star Wars film, which brought in the whole Reagan period and the hyper-capitalist neoliberal model. Now these stars that have grown up during that period, mm-hmm. you know, they realize that they are living in gilded cages and they're starting to go insane. And I offer to you as an example, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yes.
Who?
What's happened to him?
He's a kept man.
Yes.
By the studios, you see, they want him to do Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
What did I say? Mission Possible.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Possible. The Mission Possible
for the Chinese audience.
The Mission Possible. It's already been. The copyrights theft is so prevalent in China that they're already watching Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
And they haven't even made it yet. That's
no.
how advanced they are.
Yeah.
With counterfeiting and copying movies in China.
Yeah.
They're already watching this Mission Impossible 3 movie there.
So do you think Tom Cruise is going crazy because of the copyright cartel or because of his belief in aliens?
Well, okay, he's a man who's believed in a fake religion for 20 years.
Yeah.
Called,
which, of
know,
course, French and German people don't know about because, of course, it's banned in those countries.
That's
as a
right.
cult.
Cults are banned in Germany.
However, in London, we allow cults here, don't
cults
we?
Cults are allowed in London and in the UK because...
There's the cult of Adam Smith.
Exactly.
There's the cult of Milton Friedman.
These cults are allowed to thrive. So Tom Cruise.
And once again, Europe has rejected these cults.
That's right. God, you're making some good points. My nipples are getting hard. I'm
going to take over this show. You've witnessed another revolution here.
You're pushing back against the slave master.
Resonance 104.4 FM. This is the truth about markets. That sound like a professional voice?
Insurrection. Intersection.
Okay, so what were you saying about Mission Impossible 3?
Mishposh 3! Yeah, you know, Tom Cruise. He's been with this fake religion for 20 years, which mirrors the fake religion of American consumption as being a pseudo-religion, as people refer to brands
mm-hmm.
as a religion. You know, just 6 months ago, I was reading in Time magazine this whole essay about brands are the new religion. You know, people worship Nike. They worship McDonald's. They worship Starbucks in the way that back in the Middle Ages, people worshiped God.
Yep.
You know, what would Jesus be drinking right now? Starbucks? What hamburger would Jesus be eating? So the fake religion of Dianetics or whatever they call it there. What do they call it?
Yeah, it's something like Scientology.
Scientology, yeah. It's a pseudo ersatz.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of religion that was invented by this failed science fiction writer
mm-hmm.
who saw a lot of dopey people in Los Angeles that he could take advantage of,
uh-huh.
get them to glom onto this fecocta melange of faux spiritual claptrap. And so Tom Cruise, of course, bit that bait and got sucked into that cult. And he's been living that for 20 years, but it hasn't been a problem because for 20 years it's been an economic expansion. And if you're a mindless, money-grubbing prostitute in Hollywood, that's considered okay. Now we're at 2005, and the world is undergoing a huge pushback against neoliberal, money-grubbing whores. And someone like Tom Cruise, who, you know, at the end of the day has some sensitivity, he realizes he's been living a lie for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he goes on a place like Oprah Winfrey, which is kind of like in America, that would be the equivalent of Jesus, the temple of Jesus or the high priestess of American pop insanity.
That's like where you go to
And he
confession
makes a confession. He's trying to make a confession.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to confess to Oprah, his God.
Yeah.
Who's the godmama who
it's
rules.
Something, it's something like Silu. It's some in Scientology, it's some alien. Silu?
She could be his Silu. And he's making a confession. He's trying to make a confession, you see? He's struggling with the words.
Uh-huh.
It's like to confess to Oprah that he's been just a media whore for 20 years, and
yeah.
he needs to come clean.
Yeah.
He needs to purge himself of his crimes, of his cultish crimes.
Yeah.
You know, but of course, Paramount, the studio behind Mission Impossible 3, they've already invested a lot of money in that movie, and the management of Paramount Pictures comes down, and they let Tom know in no uncertain terms that if he continues to act out in public in this way, and doesn't play the game, you know, they might not go ahead with that big movie of his star vehicle. So Tom is a conflicted man. You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. He made a movie not too long ago,
yeah.
which this parallels is Vanilla Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Vanilla Sky?
Yeah.
The man is in a parallel universe
yeah.
where he's ugly.
Yeah.
Then he wakes up to find out that
he's beautiful.
No, that he actually wasn't a dream. He actually is ugly. and that his life is, you know, has become a nightmare, and he bought into a program that thought it wasn't a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
So that Vanilla Sky thing, where I think he first banged Penelope Cruz.
Yes,
during
yes,
that film. Now she's gone. Now he's doing it with Katie Holmes.
Yep.
She's a TV star.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? You go from a movie star to a TV star. He sees life is slipping.
Exactly. Well, also you go from a Spanish Latin lover to an American
cheesecake.
Cheerleader.
Cheerleading cheesecake. I mean, that's not good.
No.
That's like Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
That you're biting, you just know there's no funk there. I mean, you got to figure Penelope Cruz has got to be one hell of a lay, and Katie Holmes has got to be the plain Jane girl from next door. I could be wrong. I'd like to know more.
You'll have to try it out.
I'd like to know
Katie
more.
Katie Holmes, if you want to come down to this little broom cupboard of ours down in the West End.
There's plenty of room for Katie Holmes in the broom closet, I can assure you. We can wedge her in here just in between you and me. We could get her in here, just get a little of that oleo, spread it around, do a little naked twister. You know, we could all be happy.
Okay.
Living together as a menage a fun.
Okay, that's our life back in Paris, honey. We're in London here. Remember, in London we hang ourselves and put apples in our mouth and that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. It sounds like the drying barn of a pig farm in Spain with hanging pigs with apples in their mouths for the jambon. Is that what you're talking about? You're having a flashback to last Christmas when we were in Spain?
It's in Spain. It's called jamón. Anyway,
darling.
What were you saying? Speaking of eating.
No, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Now, I wanted to just keep up on this Hollywood theme, because in Hollywood, there's another major breakdown of the order, and that is that Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared war on global warming.
Yeah, from his private jet, which he got to in his Hummer.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got? Go ahead. I have enough of that. What do you have?
In New York.
Yeah, New York, yeah.
A banker, former banker and former U.S. lawyer, the two most highly respected industries in the world, Mark Knuckles, has come out with a new tofu, which is flavored like human flesh.
What the hell?
Exactly.
What? Well,
he says that...
For a minute there, I thought you said a guy has come out with tofu that tastes like human flesh.
He has. This is
Mark Knuckles.
Mark Knuckles.
That's his name, Knuckles.
And he says that as a business model, I think we are in relatively uncharted territories.
Yeah, no shit. I think that's a safe bet. Who is this for? Hannibal Lecter?
At least in the
last. Who would be eating flesh tasting tofu? Certainly not vegetarians.
This is a big market about 150 years ago. It was proven disastrous when everybody went crazy. I think, haven't we had enough of Mad Cow?
What are they going to call it? The plague? Plague tofu.
tofu.
Tastes like real human flesh.
This is going to cause even more insanity.
Well, who would eat this? Maybe those Germans. Remember that guy who cannibalistically ate his neighbor?
Yeah, yeah.
This is some sexual thing.
Yeah, and they let him off with a light sentence, and then somebody else.
With a light snack. They let him off with a light snack.
A light snack.
Just a finger or two.
And then somebody else copied him.
A copycat cannibalistic.
But this wasn't a reciprocal arrangement. The guy didn't know he was about to kill him. So he did kill this guy he met over the internet while they were having sex.
Yeah.
And then he ate him.
They had sex on the internet?
Yeah. No, they had sex in real life.
They exchanged auras? How do you have sex on the internet? Digital sex?
Yeah. Ask Michael Jackson. But anyway, he killed him. So now they're retrying the original cannibal because he's inspired too many people thinking they're just going to get off with a 1-year sentence.
Okay, so there's two buyers for this tofu that tastes like human
Well, apparently there are a lot of Germans. Germans, that's their thing. They like to eat human flesh. Belgians, you know, they like to be pedophiles.
Yeah.
French,
Now, maybe they should have more cults and less pedophilia over there. Maybe we made a misspoke about the whole cult thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the cults would help them.
The Belgians didn't vote no.
No.
They're for the EU.
Belgians. So they got good waffles. That's about
they
it.
They like that whole EU.
The waffles. And what do you have over there? Nothing.
Nothing.
What else? I got something.
Okay. Go ahead.
Apparently, the guy who landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong. You remember him, 1969? One small step for man. One giant leap for Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
He was having his hair cut at the barber. The barber collected his hair and sold it on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's suing the guy. The astronaut suing the barber for selling his hair on eBay.
The astronaut is suing the barber. That sounds like a really great fable.
Well, he's threatening.
Is this one of Aesop's fables?
He's threatening to sue this barber in Ohio.
Yeah.
Who cut his hair and then sold the locks actually to a collector.
Actually,
a personal collector.
I did see this story. And the funny thing I thought about the whole story was that Ohio passed a law only a few years ago that any Ohioan who becomes famous owns the rights to their everything about their body.
Oh, really?
So I guess normal Ohioans, I guess, I don't know. I didn't know there were a lot of Ohioans that became famous. And what's, how do you define fame?
I think anyone who meets anyone else while they're in Ohio is instantly famous because there's so few people there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're called people, you know, as opposed to the animals. They're like, oh my God, there's another person. Wow. Yeah, we're famous. We're people. We're famous in the cow population.
Yeah.
What, there's nobody there. Ohio. What's there?
The only thing
Akron,
there.
Akron, Ohio?
The only thing there. Isn't that where all the, or is that Iowa? Where, Iowa. It's Iowa. Where
I
all the presidential
where,
elections go.
Could be. It's like the heartbeat of America.
Yeah, it's one of those important states to win in the primaries.
Because they're schlubs. Because they're the everyman. They're the,
yeah.
They're the commoner. They're the.
Because they're all common. Nobody's famous. In the rare instance where they become famous, there's a special law for those few people that become famous.
How twisted. So here you have the most common state in the union passing a law that if you have famous hair, you can't sell it without
yeah.
the permission of the person whose hair, head, scalp it comes from.
So I bet that maybe there's going to be a big market soon in ordinary Ohioan hair. Can you sell that?
Well,
just
would,
Joe
I
Schmo.
Think if you prepare it with a little foie gras, it goes nicely with the flesh-flavored tofu. You know,
I
you
think
have
so.
A meal.
You could probably concoct a whole human.
Well,
I mean, maybe you should sell these.
There's a movie like these this. Another movie. Speaking of movies, remember this: the cook, the barber, the chef, the whatever his name.
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
The cook, the thief, his wife, and his lover.
Yeah, exactly.
The cook, the thief, the theft, and.
And at the end of the movie, he cooks a human and they eat the human.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was broadly anticipatory of this whole trend toward human tasting tofu.
That's the beauty of art.
Now, moving right along. We also find out that, apropos of nothing, that 18 homes came crashing down in Los Angeles, Laguna Beach.
Yep, because of record rains washing away the ground beneath them.
Well, a lot of people are asking, what's going to pop this real estate bubble? Because, mm-hmm. you know, the real estate bubble is out of control.
Yep, especially in America. It's already starting to decline here in the UK.
Yeah, the UK, it's starting to nose down. In Australia, it's already nosing down. It's starting to really come unglued there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a housing bubble, housing crash, global housing crash. Against that backdrop, however, there is this huge amount of mortgage paper that's being sold by various banks. So there's this illusion of a huge industrial corporate move in the housing sector and housing. Lots going on. So the question is, what's going to pop it? What's going to pop the bubble? What's going to pop the housing bubble? And I think the answer is, you know, what we're seeing here.
Human
gonna,
flesh?
No, it's going to be a natural disaster. Where
yeah,
you're going to have, you know, not 18 homes, but like in the UK, you've got flooding, which has
mm-hmm.
flooded out many homes. So
mm-hmm.
in America, there could be a flood-related incident that wipes out 100,000 homes.
Yeah.
And the response could be that all those homes are now the loans, the banking is going, the bank go bankrupt because they've underwrote those loans,
yeah.
which sets off a chain reaction, and that could pop the bubble. So Mother Nature could be the pricker of the housing bubble.
Especially California has the biggest one. It's between 50 and 70% of all mortgages there last year were interest only. That's
yeah.
like beyond anything that that the UK or Australia saw. And it's built on an earthquake zone, so... Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen there? Anyway, we're almost out of time.
How much time? 30 seconds?
We've got 25 seconds, honey.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe next week, who knows where we'll be broadcasting from. I mean, roughly speaking, we're at Resonance 104.4 FM here in the West End of London. More specifically, we're in the broom closet there. And next week, hopefully, maybe they'll let us use the Studio A again. I don't know. But until that time, have a good week. Bye, y'all.
We'll see you next Saturday at 7 o'clock.